It took 3 years in building at a cost of over $40 million. George Bush's new presidential library and museum in College Station, Texas. The museum traces a life and career of the 41st U.S. president from his first baby steps to his parachute jump at age 72. Located on the Texas A&M campus, the 69,000-square-foot marble, limestone, and granite library houses millions of documents and photos and thousands of audio and videotapes pertaining to Bush and his wife, Barbara. Part research center, part political and historical theme park, the facility uses a state-of-art computerized exhibits to catalog Bush's achievements as a World War II pilot, businessman, congressman, Republican Party boss, diplomat, and CIA director. His stepping stones to the vice presidency under Ronald Reagan and the 4 years in the White House. Bush's well-known distaste for broccoli is celebrated in a framed embroidered illustration of the green vegetable sent to him as a gift. As might be expected, the U.S.-led war to expel Iraq from neighboring Kuwait in 1991, the high point of Bush's presidency, gets prominent attention. One of the main galleries salutes participants in the Operation Desert Storm and contains replicas of hardware used in the conflict. But nowhere is the reminders of the hundreds of thousands of people who staged protests outside the White House on a daily basis opposing Bush's war. Scant notice is given to Bush's retreat from the 1988 Read My Lips, No New Taxes presidential campaign promise to cement a 1990 budget deal with congressional Democrats. Many analysts believe that decision cost Bush re-election in 1992. President Clinton and a number of former world leaders were to join Bush at the opening festivities today, expected to draw more than 40,000 people. On the eve of the dedication ceremony, Bush invited members of the administration, family, friends, and a few journalists who covered his presidency to a sneak preview of the library and a barbecue party with star-studded entertainment from musicians like the Oak Ridge Boys. About 400 people joined the Bushes on a special 20-car train from Houston provided by Union Pacific Railroad. The former first couple circulated the cars, visiting with all, including former Prime Minister John Major of Great Britain and Toshiki Kafue of Japan. Bush threw up on Kafue at a state dinner in 1992. Drawing the line at writing his memoirs, the 73-year-old former leader said he hopes his library will let people draw their own conclusions on the accomplishments and failures of his administration. Paul Utterkirk reporting for KOOP, Austin, Texas, for the Grassroots News Network.